This is the Best of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The last couple times we've been together, we've been covering verses 12 and 13, chapter 2 of Philippians. Paul the Apostle speaking about a very, very important passage concerning our doctrine and the way we live our lives. And that's why it's taken us a while to get through it. Verses 12 and 13 of Philippians chapter 2. Let's read it again. Dearest friends, when I was there with you, you were always so careful to follow my instructions. Now that I'm away, you must be even more careful to do the good things. Again, gang, to do the good things that result from being saved. Obeying God with deep reverence, shrinking back from all that might displease Him, for God is at work within you, helping you to want to obey Him, and then helping you do what He wants. To be like Christ, we must condition ourselves to actually think like Christ. And now we have the power, through His indwelling Holy Spirit, to do just that. We need to change our desires to be more like Christ. We need the power for the indwelling Holy Spirit, the influence of faithful Christians. Now, we have the power to do this, but it is a relationship. It is Christ in us that desires and changes us to desire to be different than what we were before we were saved. And this issue is so very important to the manifest, the living out of our Christian lives, because all of us have been there. We've all said, Lord, Lord, how can it be that I'm saved with such a great salvation, and yet I continue to do what I don't want to do, and I continue to not do what I so want to do? Well, the reason why that statement is true, even though we're born again, is because God is not done with us. We're not finished. We must continue to, quote, work out our own salvation, end quote. And that, well, that takes a lifetime. We're called to do all of this with fear and trembling, according to the passage. No doubt because it is also very important, and it requires great humility, and it certainly requires a serious focus. But through it all, I just want you to be encouraged, because God is at work in us. Please note that the statement that we read here is given to us in the present tense. God is at work now to change us. God is still in the game for us, and He still expects us to be in the game with Him, not just sitting back, you know, with the TV clicker, waiting for our humanity to somehow melt away and our tendencies toward the flesh to just magically disappear. No, He's calling us to keep moving, and is saying when we do that He's got our backs. So we're not accepted by God, and it's important for you to hear this today. We're not accepted by God because we try hard to live a new life. No, we're accepted by God because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We're accepted by God because we've been accepted to Him through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now He not only forgives us, but moreover, He's going to change our lives and our living. Many Christians will read Scripture, and they'll somehow come to the position that since God is at work in me and He's working to change me, well, I guess I don't need to do anything. But that's not what we're reading here. That's not the deduction that the Apostle Paul draws. And in fact, nowhere in the New Testament are you going to find that taught. In fact, you're going to find plenty of instances that just the opposite is taught. Since God is working in me, I work in that power and I work in that faith, the faith that I'm not alone. Since God is at work in me, it's not that I don't need to work, it's that I work with Him inside of me, empowering me for success. Now, throughout this whole chapter, Paul has been driving home this issue. Having been accepted by God, having been forgiven, having been converted, how do I now go about living the Christian life? Well, he told us in chapter 1, verse 27, to do what? He said, only let your way of life be worthy of the good news of Jesus Christ. Let the way of life be worthy. And then in chapter 2, verse 5, he says, have this in your mind, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, we are to have, seek to have, the mind of Jesus Christ. Now, once again, I need you to know this today. Paul's not talking here how we're accepted with God, how we're being born again. That's not the context of what we're speaking about here today. He's telling us how we're to be changed by God post-salvation. In our acceptance, indeed, we contribute absolutely nothing. In our salvation, we contribute absolutely nothing. But in our maturing and in our growth, well, things are different. We have to actually participate with the Holy Spirit in this union, in this relationship, in what is frankly a journey. And that's exactly what it is. It certainly isn't some flipping of a switch.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.